You know how we start. You know how we roll into stuff. Like, we can't just...
We can't just say, hey, welcome to the show, guy.
Derp, derp, derp. No, we gotta have something weird. Like, you and I are telling jokes, being funny. And then we go, boom, that was the intro.
Right. We're not off to a good start, though.
No, because we're telling people what they should be hearing, and they're not hearing it.
Oh, my God. We're failing as podcasters. How am I going to touch myself in front of a mirror later if I can't fucking make people laugh?
Local podcasters, apologize to audience for sucking and not being funny.
And sucking in the bad way, not in the good way.
Oh, we suck in the good way, too.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. We're like, we're
no listeners, let's go trap. iTunes numbers down. Time to go trap.
All right. That's good enough. Let's
sure. Welcome to Mouthy Broadcast, everyone.
Yeah, welcome back. I'm Jenny.
And I'm Lauren.
Yeah, we were supposed to have Peter on the show today, and he skipped out. No Peter for us. Here's...
How will we ever survive with no Peter?
I guess I'll have to break out the batteries? I don't know. Whatever.
Start stretching out my fingers and stuff.
I swear to God, I thought you were going to say stretching out your vagina. And I was like,
well, what do you think the fingers are going to do?
But that sounds so grotesque. It sounds like you're going to be, like, giving yourself a fucking exam or something.
Or, like, one of those, like, prenatal labial massages.
Yes. Like, to induce labor.
Have you seen, like, that? Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah.
It's not, I mean, it's not weird. I'm sure it's great and really healthy for you. I didn't do it.
No, you know what you can do? You can just have sex. It kind of, you know, as long as he doesn't have, like, a 2-inch pecker or something, it kind of does the same thing.
No, I think if you're doing the massages, you're supposed to, like, stretch it, like, a lot.
Yeah, like I said, like, as long as he's not, like...
Well, there's a big difference between a 2-inch pecker and a normal penis, and then, like, daily massages where you're stretching yourself out
right.
with hands.
See, I always thought that, from what I'd heard, that it was like, I guess... Does something cause like a contraction, and then it also
The massages, the sex cause contractions, which can help bring on childbirth. But the massaging helps to stretch out the vaginal opening to reduce the need of an episiotomy.
Oh, okay. Now I see.
Prevents tearing. So, like, you're supposed to use, like, coconut oil and, like, get your fingers way up in there. But I would also think it's diff. I don't think it's very hard for a woman to do all that when she's got, like, a giant 9-month
right.
pregnant belly.
You can barely walk at that stage.
Well, like, they encourage the partner to be the one to get in there and massage and stuff, which I would think would lead to sex anyway, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
I don't know if I exactly trust a guy to do that properly and not just, like, just start fucking around with doing things that he's not
everything
supposed to
be doing. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Next thing you know, you have a finger up your asshole. It's like, that's not where the baby comes out, dummy. I mean, if I had a dollar for every time that happened to me, I'd have, like, $5.
You've only had to swat a guy away from your asshole 5 times?
Because
I feel like I might be a millionaire.
Like, accidentally had a finger at my butthole, and I had to explain that that's not where the baby comes out.
Accidentally had a finger at the butthole.
I think it was intentional for him, not for me.
Of course. I mean, because it's like, is it an accident for you? No. It's just uninvited for you. And it's like, get the fuck out of there now. I did not ask for this. No, thank you.
There's a story I really wish I could share, but, you know, like, the thing where you haven't spoken to your boyfriend yet, I'm assuming that still hasn't happened.
Right.
I really would want to talk to Ben about whether or not I could share this story. I have to get clear.
Why don't you tell it and cut it out and then ask him if you can share it and then tack it on to the end of the podcast and let our listeners know. Make our listeners listen to the end.
I'll tell you off the air and then...
Oh, damn it!
And then if he allows me to tell it, then I'll tell it later. But yeah. Let's just move along. Because it could be a funny story, but it's definitely like on the personal side. Yeah, he would kill me. I'm not sure if I really care right now, but let's just leave it at that.
You could have just said it was a friend of yours and not that it was you and Ben.
Yeah, a friend.
Don't you have a funny story about a friend of yours and her boyfriend and something that happened with butt stuff that you wanted to tell?
The only friend that would tell me a funny story about butt stuff is probably you.
You have plenty of friends who would talk about butt stuff. Come on.
No, I can't tell the story. I can't tell the story. Oh my god.
Speaking of butt stuff, I was watching You're the Worst.
Oh, I fucking love that show. Oh my god.
I only just started watching it, I guess, on Peter's recommendation. And unfortunately, because the way I watch cable, I could only see season 2. I can't go back to season 1. I'm going to have to steal somebody's Hulu password or something. I mean, no FCC. That's not what I'm doing.
No, you're not stealing it. You're borrowing it. So, maybe I'll let you borrow our Hulu account and then we can borrow your cable account, and because I can't get season 2 on Hulu, I think.
Okay, that
so
works,
it might work
fair.
Out. Yeah.
All right.
I absolutely freaking love this show, and I really hope that Peter can be on to talk about this because he's the one that got both of us watching this damn show.
Yeah.
The crazy thing for me is that, like, okay, so I was watching, it was like binge watching the Marvel movies, which is a lot of heavy shit. And then I had to take a break and I was like, I want to watch something kind of light and funny. And we put that show on. And like, I just wanted to watch like one or two episodes and like cleanse my palate of superheroes and anything related to superheroes. And then 4 episodes later, I'm still watching the damn thing.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
And it's not just that. It's like, I actually care about the characters. Like, I want to find out what happens to them and like where each episode is.
Oh, but they're terrible, awful people. They should all just kill themselves.
Well, that's why I relate to it. I mean, honestly, like there are episodes.
Maybe that's the difference between starting on season 2 and watching season 1.
Yeah, maybe, because you kind of like grow with them and see how they develop and everything in season 1. There was definitely some episodes later in season 1 that I'm like, I relate to this a little bit too much. And it was actually kind of weirdly therapeutic to see somebody else having a similar emotional issue to what I've experienced. You know what I'm saying? So like, it was kind of painful to watch, but at the same time, it like, I could relate to it. And like, next thing I know, I've just got like tears coming down my face. It's like, oh my god, I know that feels, bro. Oh my god.
One of the things that I really related to was this guy asked this girl, do you even know what love is? And she goes, of course I do. It's saying I love you and making little kissy mushy faces and then telling the other person to go make you bagel bites.
That's pretty accurate.
It kind of sums it up. Yeah, go make me bagel bites because I love you. And then maybe later I'll make you bagel bites. Right?
Is that a
That's
euphemism?
All you really need. No, bagel it's not a euphemism.
I can't
it's
help
bagel
it.
Bites.
Oh my god. But yeah, it's a good show. You should check it out if you have Hulu or cable subscription where you can get that sort of thing. I don't know. Whatever. It's totally worth it. And I know everybody's going to be like, oh, I've got too many shows to watch already. Oh my god, I can't watch any more shows. Just fucking do it.
Do it!
What else are we going to talk about today?
I don't know. I feel like we just rambled about nothing for a whole long time.
Oh, we totally did. I mean, that's a show.
We had a really good butt stuff story teaser. I didn't get told.
I'm going to tell you. I'm just not going to tell all the listeners just yet.
So, I have a friend who has a kid. And occasionally this friend of mine walks in on her kid watching porn. Let's just say that this friend went to go log into her mother's computer.
Oh, no.
Found porn pop right up that she knows her mother wasn't looking at.
Mm-hmm.
So
what did your friend see?
She, well, first, a streaming pop-up ad came up, and what happened, the friend had just opened up Google Chrome on the mom's laptop, and it just pulled up the last window, which had been viewed. So a streaming ad pops up, and it was just, like, this woman, like, inserting a dildo, like, 8 different ways into herself, like, in a really quick, like, GIF-type fashion.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
As, normal stuff. You know, the porn ads will do. So, the friend starts screaming at her kid, "What the hell? Like, why is there this porn on your grandmother's frickin' computer? Like, what are you doing?" And the kid was just like, "Huh? What? I didn't do it.
I don't know what you're talking about."
My friend just kept screaming at him, like, "This is not from your grandmother. She was not looking at this." And then the kid goes, "I thought I cleared the history." Well, obviously you didn't, kid. Incognito mode.
I was about to say,
for fuck's sake,
your friend needs to instruct the child
shift
about incognito.
So then, friend closes that window that popped up,
mm-hmm.
and the other tab that's open in Google Chrome, because the whole session reopened, is what he was searching for to begin with.
Uh-oh.
Ready for the whole phrase?
Uh oh. Yep.
Black shemale fucks busty blonde schoolgirl.
That is very, very specific.
Oh, yes. Yes. You know, so my friend calls me and she's like, "Look, I know you've had issues with your kid looking at porn. Like, ever come across this?" And I'm like, "Nope.
Nope.
Sure haven't."
Let's cross this off the list of things.
And she considers herself to be very progressive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's like, "I have no problem with tranny porn. I think it's good that people want to view it."
Now,
but then she said, "But, you know, my son is just a very young teenager. The kid is 13, mm-hmm. okay? So it's a very young teenager to be looking at
that specific,
you know,
of a thing." Yeah.
That specific of a thing. And she says, "You know, if he were 30 years old and told me he were in love with a woman who still had a penis, I would be completely accepting and loving. But being that he's 13,
yeah,
I'm kind of on the fence about what to do here."
It seems bizarre to me because, like, when you first start looking at porn, you kind of go for, like, normal stuff for a while until your options get exhausted, and then you start, like, going down rabbit holes of weird shit.
The difference is, okay, do you know when I first started looking at porn?
You're probably much older than kids today.
I was, like, 27.
Because you don't have the internet. You might not have had
right.
access to it or whatever.
Right.
So
I didn't have a high-speed internet until then. You know,
right.
like.
But even still, like, even then, like, you know, you look at pretty normal stuff. Like, whatever.
I still look at very normal stuff. At least I think it's normal.
But I think every once in a while, it's like you kind of have to, like, what do they call it? Like, chase the dragon. You know, you start going down dangerous paths on the internet, and then you find the weirdest shit because you need something to, like, go above and beyond the last weird thing that you looked at.
But this kid is already at training.
He's already at that point. Yeah, that's a little bizarre that maybe he's looking at quite a bit more porn than the average teenager, or maybe he's just very, very
curious.
Well,
when I told my friend, I said, you know, I get it. It's like he likes girls, okay? And she thinks he likes girls, at least mm-hmm. up to this point. And I'm like, all right, yeah. Well, he probably still likes girls. You know, so just think about it. What are you seeing in this tranny porn video? You're seeing two girls,
mm-hmm.
two sets of boobies.
Mm-hmm.
So total of 4 boobies altogether.
Sounds
and
hot.
Somebody is still getting fucked.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's still taking that D like a champ, I bet.
You know, actually, I might go look at tranny porn when we're done
so
with
this. So
it kind of
makes sense. I mean, it makes sense. And it's the highest selling, you know, the highest selling porn from what I've heard. Other people have told me. I haven't bought any myself.
Friends have told me. Yeah.
Friends have told me a lot of things.
Now, let me ask you a question. Tranny is generally not considered an acceptable word anymore. You know, like, it probably never
I don't
really
believe
was.
It is. No, but in porn, I think tranny porn's okay.
That's what I was going to ask.
I would never. I have transsexual acquaintances. I don't consider them friends. Mm-hmm. I haven't had more than like three conversations with them. So I don't want to be like, I've got a tranny friend. I'm not homophobic. You know, that's all I'm trying to say.
Right.
I would never call a transgendered person a tranny.
Right.
But in porn, I would refer to it as tranny porn.
Yeah, because you just kind of, you have to cut to the chase. You just,
right.
You're just referring to porn.
Right.
Like, you know, if a woman was a escort, you know, she can dress it up however, but at the end of the day, she's still a whore.
Bitch, right? She trapping.
That's...
This bitch, her.
That's stripper talk for turning tricks. You know, I think we should take a quick break.
Yeah, I think that's a good place for a break.
Oh, my God. I'll go check out some training for real quick. Be right back.
Just give them privilege and the courtesy will come. If it ain't what you're born with, then it's probably where you're from. Keep the conversation light. If you can, say something nice that just don't. She don't get high, but she's all hopped up on caffeine. And she needs a couple drinks so that she can get to sleep. And her eyes may be closed tight, but when she wakes up, well, she's tired to say the least. I heard her say that she's got habits that won't go away on their own. And I reply that I've got
back, everybody, making our asses clap on the break. I'm not gonna be able to stop watching these videos of how to make your ass clap, and it ain't gonna happen for me. Oh my God, thick girl, make it clap. That's what this video is called. Thick girl, make it clap.
You're gonna have to put the link to this on the show notes.
She is thick as hell too. Oh my God, let me turn this off. I gotta stop watching these.
Yeah.
These strippers.
This bitch here can't stop watching people make it clap.
It's true. It's true. I'm addicted.
You know, I could not have ever been a stripper in my life. And it has, I mean, I'm sure there have been plenty of time spans in my womanhood, let's say, where my body was in good enough shape for it. Mm-hmm. It's just, I could not dance in front of a room full of people naked. I couldn't do it.
Yeah. I actually tried doing the pole dancing classes before.
Have you ever seen that?
Yeah. There's Groupon. This is like the whitest fucking thing possible to do right now. Like, I got a Groupon for like how to pole dance at like one of those studios. Number one, they always say that it's more of a workout than you would think, and it definitely was, but it was so fucking awkward. It was the most awkward thing I've ever done, like wrapping your leg around the pole, and I just felt like my skin was just like sticking to the fucking pole, and you're supposed to like spin around it and shit. I'm like, there's times I just looked at everybody else and I'm like, this ain't happening.
Well, what do you do? My question is like, if you're a stripper, what do you do on those days like when you got a pimple on your ass?
Probably put some makeup on it. That's probably honestly why they keep the places fucking dark as shit, you know,
so you don't see if there's a pimple on your ass or like you got some extra stretch marks or C-section scar or
right. I'm sure that like one of the other girls would be happy to put some concealer on it for you or something,
but maybe not because she wants all the money to herself.
I don't know. Is there like a bond between strippers?
If you're trying to get one to come to Florida to trap with you, probably. God.
I hope y'all have read.
You
got to
lure them in somehow.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my God. Where are we going with this?
I don't know. Well, I was just thinking like, you know.
Yep.
You get to that age, you get pimples on your ass. You get like this, long hairs growing out of places. Okay, let's just cut to the chase.
Yeah.
Listeners, I have a hair on my forehead.
And it's not just like a little piece of hair, like peach fuzz or something. We're talking about she's a fucking unicorn with this bitch. Okay? This is like.
I sent Jenny a picture of it a couple weeks ago to say, look, there's this hair in my head. And
could you get a weave on your forehead?
I mean, I could try. Now, should I tell you the whole history of this hair? Like, do you think our listeners care, or do they just want to see how long this hair is? And like,
give us the TLDR on the hair history.
The very first time that I found this hair, I was probably 17 years old, and I think it was half an inch to an inch long, and I was shocked at how did I get this hair on my head and not see it growing. And the answer is, it's really thin, really, really super thin and very, very light. Like, it's so white, it's practically clear. Mm-hmm. And every like other hair that I have on my head, on my arms, my leg hair, is very, like, thick, coarse hair. Like, I do have, like, some blonde in my natural hair color. Mm-hmm. So the color isn't that startling. Like, my body hair is pretty light, luckily. But I have thick, curly hair, and this hair is, like, super thin and wispy. It's like a spider web.
Yeah.
And the first time I found it, like I said, I was in high school. Like, there's no reason for me to be growing random hairs anywhere on my body that I don't normally have long hair. And I found it, and I tweezed it, and it hurt really bad when I plucked it, and I was like, I can't believe I had this hair and didn't see it until now. Well, the hair has regrown. And every few months for the past 17 years of my life, I have plucked it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Until fast forward to about a year ago. Okay.
Okay.
So about a year ago.
You started keeping it as a pet.
Yeah. It's because of my friend Kitty Pandemic, who I think a lot of our listeners have possibly heard on this show, or they've at least heard me talk about her before.
Mm-hmm.
I was telling Kitty Pandemic about this hair, and she was like, what? That's crazy. And I said, I'll save it for you. I'll save it till the next time I see you to pluck it. And that would have been like October of last year, so over a year ago.
Well, she wants experiences,
and I had seen her in and out in before the 6 months was up, but I forgot to pluck it in front of her. Mm-hmm. And the next time I thought about it, I found it. And the thing is that once I pluck it, I don't find it again until it's really long.
Exactly.
Because it's so thin and wispy, I don't see it until it's an inch long. So, and that usually is about once every 6 months when I find it. And if I don't find, and if I say, oh, I'm not ready to pluck it yet, and don't pluck it, which I've been doing, trying to save it for Kitty,
Not ready yet.
Not ready yet. Then I don't find it again for a couple months, and then I kind of forget about it.
Because so, I have one of those, like, on my neck that kind of comes out, and
oh,
I'll...
And is it real thin and wispy?
It's exactly the same thing. I won't think about it until all of a sudden one day I'm probably driving to work, because the best lighting seems to be when, you know, I'm in my car and there's all the windows around. And it, the sun hits it just the right way, and I see, like, this 2-inch white piece of hair coming out the right side, like, just
under the
jawline.
So yours is super wispy like mine, too?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's a pain in the ass to grab a hold of, because...
Yeah,
like,
it's so tiny, it's so and thin.
Yeah. So I just have to wait until it's long enough that you can, like, put your finger around it and just yank the damn thing. Because
well,
I can't even
grab
tweezers.
It with tweezers. I do use tweezers for mine.
Usually by the time I see it, I don't have tweezers with me, because okay. Like, if I see it while I'm driving to work or something, that shit is coming out like right then, or I'm going to go to the bathroom and just keep pulling at it until I get it at work, you know, because I'm not going to walk around with this fucking goat hair coming off my neck.
You know? Oh, my gosh.
And it's funny that you mentioned it, because just the other day at work, two other women were talking about this exact same topic, and everybody was like afraid to talk about the fact that they had this random hair that would grow. Like, but once everybody was like, oh, you have one too? Holy shit. That's crazy. You know, it's like we all bonded over this freaking thing.
Over the random hair.
Right. So if there's anybody out there listening that has the same problem, like, you're not alone. It's, you know, it's a thing that happens. Don't be embarrassed by it.
Don't be embarrassed by your random hairs. Well, see, now the last time I plucked it, I know when it was. I believe I sent you a screenshot of it.
You did.
Which now I can't find. But the last time I plucked it, I created a Google Hangout with Kitty Pandemic so I could do it while she watched. And I tweezed it.
You're a cam girl for plucking hairs.
A cam Holy girl crap. For hair plucking. Wow. Just for
Disgusting.
Kitty.
Oh, just for her.
Just for Kitty, yeah.
Well, that makes it okay.
So, it grows from, it starts, I guess, about an inch above my eyebrow is where the hair comes out of.
Mm-hmm.
And it now goes halfway down my eye.
Oh my god, are you just trying to see how long it gets before it falls out now?
Well, I wanted to wait for Kitty to see me to pluck it. And I'm going to see her in a couple weeks.
And you're going through, oh my god, like...
I could go a full year. I think it was April the last time I plucked it.
Has anybody ever, like, noticed it before
no,
you
no
got
one
a chance
has ever
to pull.
Seen it, even now when I'm talking about it, because now I've had a few people have talked about it too. I brought it up at work and I showed it, and basically what I have to, it's really easy for me to find it now because it's so damn long, but I just grab the hair and slowly eke out my fingers, and you see the skin on my head
yes
move out. You don't see the hair still because it's so thin and clear, but you see the skin on my head start to, what's the word for that?
It just kind of like...
You can tell I'm tugging. You see the skin on my hair move. The skin on my head move. Like,
it's like a magic trick.
It's like I'm threading a needle and it's tugging the skin out.
Yeah. I can't see how you could get... Like, it would drive me absolutely fucking nuts. I could not save that to show somebody.
Well, like, I have a...
There's no way.
I'm wondering, like, if I should, like, paint it with nail polish and do it on camera for our listeners so that they could see it better. Because it's really hard to see it.
Just send me the picture that you sent me the other day where, like, you were pulling it and you could see the skin being touched.
But, Jenny, it's almost like with each day, because it's so long, it's getting even longer.
Yeah.
It just keeps getting longer and longer.
Well, yeah, it's going to. It's going to keep growing until you pluck the damn thing out.
I know, but it's like now that it's this, like it's never, ever, ever been this long before. And it's like, I feel like every day it's so much longer.
That's what she said. Oh my God. That, like, it goes down to your eye.
It's like to the bottom of my glasses.
Yeah.
It's like that long.
You could, like, connect it with your eyelashes.
Oh, I could connect it with the bottom eyelashes and then rethread it back through the top eyelashes. I could thread my eye closed with it. I could thread my eyelids closed with this hair.
Oh, my God.
And guess what else?
I want to see this video when you pluck it.
I haven't told my boyfriend about this hair either.
Oh my God. So if he listens to this, this is going to like reveal it. You should tell him before he hears this show.
Do you think that he'll break up with me if he hears this and I haven't told him yet that I have a freakishly long forehead hair?
I think he should hear it from you directly, not from the podcast.
Why?
I just do.
Why?
I just do. Like, because, well, for one thing, he's going to want to see it, like, immediately. He's going to want to know about this. So if you tell him face-to-face, then it's not going to be a shock when he hears it. I'm just saying.
I just...
This kind of thing could ruin a relationship.
Could it?
No. No.
I mean, because seriously, if he's going to break up with me over this forehead hair, then, I mean...
No, I'm just saying that,
you've
like...
You've seen the hair on his face. Come on.
When he hears it, he's going to want to see it. So
maybe I should explain. He has quite a burly beard. That's what I meant by that.
You should at least show it to him in advance so that he can see it right away. And we like when he hears about it, he's like, oh, I'm in on that joke already. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yeah.
It's not like it's a butt hair, because that would be. What if somebody had a butt hair like this?
I might. I have no idea.
Are you reaching around trying to touch your butt right now?
Yes, I'm giving myself a reach around right now as we speak. And then I'm going to stick my finger up my ass because that's what I do.
I don't like the sound of that. I think... No. So I want the listeners to tell me what to do with this hair. That's well, what I want.
I think you're committed to plucking it in front of your friend.
I am. Let's see, though. I'm trying to think if the next episode is going to air before I see her.
It will. It will.
I'm going to see her on December 19th.
Yeah, this will be out before then.
Okay. So I want to hear from the listeners. Do they want me to wait a full year?
Until what date?
It's April something. I'm not sure. It depends on...
So let's just call it like April 30th or something.
Okay.
So should she let it go till April 30th or pluck it for her friend? I think we should pluck it on the show if possible. We should upload that. Will anybody be interested in that? That's what I want to know.
That's what we want to know. Are people interested in seeing the video of me plucking the giant hair from my forehead? And then we're going to make some sexy commercials afterward.
Because nothing is sexier than plucking a giant fucking hair off your forehead. I still think you should, like, put a weave on it or something and then twist it up and you can be a unicorn. You can be Lady Ranicorn.
That'd be cool.
Anyway, I think we're going to talk about some other shit, but let's just wrap this one up while we can, because, oh my God. Let the people call in and let us know. Call us at 757-541-CUNT and let us know what should Lauren do about her forehead hair.
I'm ready to believe you. I mean, that's not what I meant.
Anyway, so yeah, follow us on Facebook and on Twitter, Mouthy Broadcast. And leave us a rating and review on iTunes and Stitcher and all that kind of stuff. And tell your friends. Tell all your friends. You know what? We're still waiting for fucking 500 likes on Facebook from our anniversary back in September. Yeah. I'm disappointed in you shits.
Come on, guys. How hard is it to just like us on Facebook? It's
just
not hard.
Just click a fucking button. Yeah. Come on. Bitches.
We're not that far off from it. Just a couple more. Just tell some friends about us.
Even the friends you don't like.
Because they'll still like us.
Exactly. All right. Good night, everybody.
Bye.
Oh my God, I just went on YouTube, right?
Okay.
And I looked up make your ass clap, because why the hell not? And
right.
There is videos of how to make your ass clap.
Don't you have to, like, have the right amount of muscle and fat on your ass?
Well, this one says make your non-ass clap.
Oh.
So, like, maybe if you have a small butt,
right,
you can make it clap. She's still got pretty good muscle in her ass, though.
Right. Maybe we should try it as like an experiment. Can we make her ass clap?
Not me. Good Lord.
I got enough booty. I could try to make it clap.
I don't have enough muscle. I know.
I don't think I have much muscle there. I used to back in the day. Not anymore. It's not that saggy yet, but I got maybe 4 good years left in me before it starts to sag.
Done. Well, so, okay, so remember that I'm a little bit older than you, and I'm probably past that point already.